That was three times a year.
But recently he...
Did he have any kind of a reputation in the community, either up in Connecticut or in Scottsdale or down? Was he generally regarded as a bum by people in the community? Not with the way you regard him, but your neighbors, they look down upon this guy?
Oh, he's got two sides, you see. He shows one side to his neighbors.
What side does he show?
A very, very, you know, lovable and nice. Nice
helpful,
type of guy.
Right.
That was his reputation.
See, because sometimes my friends would come over and you want to play basketball and baseball.
My friends.
And then
I wouldn't have my friends.
And then another
the
time, you know, I'd bring him in and he'd embarrass me. I can't stand that and be embarrassing for my friends. He'd yell at me or something.
And I had a very close friend for 3 years in Burlington, and she knew the biggest part of what had gone on in my life. And she resented him also because of what had happened to me. So she was more or less cruel towards him at the very last, and that made him very mad. Why is Brenda acting like that towards me? I said, I really don't know. But I don't blame her. I had one party the whole time I was going to high school. One party. And this was this past summer, and he was working. I had a birthday party on my birthday. But
when you moved out of the house, Alana, and left home and worked in Burlington at the finance company, did you ever go to the house to see your mother when he was there?
No.
Why?
Not when he was there.
Why?
Well, he called me 2 days after I left. He called me down at work. And he asked me to please come over for dinner, and we would talk about it, and let's not do it this way, and I'll try to be a better father. And I'd heard that so many times I got sick. And I said, I just said to him, no.
Were you scared?
No, I wasn't scared. I used to be. I used to just cringe every time he came near me. And that's why when he'd say, you can't go here, and I wouldn't put up any fights. I was afraid of it. But this time I stood. I stood right in my, and I told him I was not coming back. And I didn't care what he did. And so I didn't. I just wouldn't go over there because I didn't want to create any scenes, you know, because, I mean, I figured that the kids and mother had seen enough between the two of us two. And so I didn't want to cause any more scenes, so I went late at night when he left to see mother.
Did he hang around saloons in town down there? North Carolina doesn't have any saloons.
Burlington doesn't have any.
It's a dry town.
Yeah. And when he drank at home generally.
Yeah.
Would just break out a bottle and pour himself.
His eyes used to get very, very bloodshot.
Yeah, yeah. Mother doesn't drink.
Not anymore. She has quit.
Maybe
completely.
A beer a week or something.
Mother's learned.
Mother can't afford it.
Does he have any nervous habits? In other words, does he twitch? Does he bite his fingernails?
He bites his fingernails.
And when he's angry, does he do anything? Can you...
I don't know.
Put another table. Let's just shut that off.
I'll just turn it over.
He hasn't got a four-track machine to play it back on.
Just turn it over.
I'll find a four-track machine. Don't worry about it.
No, see? Any tape recorder, just turn over the tape.
Not any tape recorder. It's got to be a four-track.
You'll
find a four-track.
Turn it over.
Draw on the same tape.
Oh, I'm going to do
keep
that.
Talking.
You've
got
the entire thing transcribed. I'll send you a copy of it.
Be interesting.
You'd be surprised
I'm beginning to feel like I've been the 11th.